T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Foles under center. He comes right back to Blunt. Blunt across the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. The Tigers in the end zone. 21 yards.
Unbelievable blocking. Great play call. You can't execute it much better than this. The big guys, they get their double team up front. They get to the second level. It's a great cut by LeGarrette Blunt. He sticks that left foot into the ground. He goes back against the grain, and he hauls to the end zone.
People don't realize how quick his feet are. He looks like a big lumbering power back, but boy, can he dance.
Man, chills, Ike Reese, chills. Yeah. As 5 years ago, we had that in Super Bowl 52, and LeGarrette Blunt joins us live right here on Radio's Row, and he's got his LG's Feel Good, which we'll talk about coming up in a second. I saw you smiling. You know what I told you. I'm like, we're playing your touchdown coming out. I saw you smiling.
Always.
It feels good.
It does. It does. It does feel good. I've had my fair share of watches on that video. I've seen that video a million times. My son keeps it on his phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, and you've been fortunate enough to play in a number of these. You've won 3 Super Bowls. But I do remember you talking about, you know, that particular one in 17, how much it meant to you and how it had a different feeling than the other two that you had. Such a great and huge part of the team winning that year. But sometimes, because Nick Foles and what he did and what some of the other personalities may have done, your performance sometimes gets overlooked, man. But you scored a touchdown in every postseason game. I didn't forget that. You scored against the Falcons, you scored against the Vikings, and you scored in the Super Bowl. And they all seem to be at a time where it was a much-needed touchdown. Just talk about that run in the postseason that you were able to go on.
Once we got into the postseason, I knew that Deuce was going to lean heavily on me because I got that postseason experience. So he told me that after we ended the season, and once we was ready to go into the postseason, he just told me, hey, man, look, we're going to lean on you. We know that you got this experience. We've been saving you just for this right here moment, these kind of games, man. So we're going to lean on you. We need you to teach the boys the right way, how to handle themselves and how to conduct themselves in the playoffs. Understand that every mistake is going to be magnified. So we don't need to be able to put – we don't need to put the ball on the ground. You know, he gave me the real spill speeches and was like, bro, we need you to carry us all the way, you know, to that game. And, you know, I took that personal.
How confident were you guys heading in? Obviously, Nick had a great game against the Vikings. The Falcons game was kind of a grinded-out win. But day of, like, how did you guys feel that day?
Day of, I felt great. You know, the team felt great. We were really confident, you know, in our abilities. We were really confident that we was going to put ourselves in a position to win this game. We obviously knew, and we talked about it ad nauseum throughout the week, about understand who you're playing. Right, you're playing Bill Belichick and you're playing Tom Brady. Now, offensively, we can't do anything about that. But defensively, they had to understand the job that they had, you know, the task that they had to get done. Mm-hmm. And for us, we really wanted to run the football and run the clock and keep the ball away from them as much as possible because, you know, no matter how good or bad your defense is, eventually, throughout a game, he might have 3 bad quarters. He might have 3.5 bad quarters. But eventually in the game, 12 is going to turn up, right? He's going to be himself. He's going to be the 12 that everybody knows, right? And we just got to make we just had to make sure that we held off and get enough stops to put them in a position to where he was going to have to do a TB12 like drive in order to put them in a position to win the game.
And you've been on the side with Tom Brady, the 28-3 game.
Yes, sir.
So you know personally that this thing is never over with him over there. And we talk about it all the time. You guys dominated the first half. The Philly special was awesome. Your reaction to the Philly special on the sideline, that's on the NFL films. That was awesome. You go into the locker room with all the momentum, but you know Brady coming out in that second half. You're like, this game ain't over yet. This game is not over with yet.
So there was no going into the locker room celebrating or, it's us. It's up. We're going to – it was none of that. It was stay locked in. Again, we know who we're playing against. He hasn't had that Tom Brady-esque performance yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe if he had it in the first half, we would have been a little bit more comfortable. But he hadn't had it yet. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you knew
so
it was
we
coming.
Knew it was coming. Yeah. We knew it was coming. We knew to expect it. We knew after him dropping that flea flicker pass to him on the sideline, we knew at that moment – well, I knew, and Chris Long knew, at that moment, you're probably going to get a different animal moving forward.
And you did.
We did.
Yeah. And you did. We want to talk about your LGs feel good. What do you think about this team? It seems like a team that you could have thrived on and played with, huh?
Yes.
This Eagles team.
Yes, 100%. Man, they ran the ball a lot. Shoot, they probably ran it way more than we ever did. You know, we ran the ball a lot. I would have had fun with this team. They run some of the same concepts, but they run some different concepts as well that I would have loved to be a part of. I see myself thriving in this kind of offense. You know, I don't know how much faster Miles is than I am. I'm willing to test that theory.
Just a little bit.
I'm willing to test that theory back when I was, you know, 29 years old or something like that. I can't mess with him right now. But, it would have been fun to be able to play with Jalen Hurts. It would have been fun to be able to play with Miles, AJ, Devontae, all of those guys. I mean, bro, this is a star-studded cast, right? Who doesn't want to be a part of it?
You see him winning the Super Bowl?
I do. I am extremely confident that they will come out on top. I think they're going to win by 10 points or more, but I am extremely comfortable that they will come out with the win, whether it's 3 points, 10 points, whatever. I think they're going to come out on top. They know what this is. They know how important it is for the city. They know how important it is for the alumni that's done it before. They know how important it is to do it because you never know if you're going to ever get there again. All the importance and everything that they've worked for, all the work that they've put in, it's all for this one game. And people don't understand that, bro. Yeah, it's fun, game 1 through 17. It's cool. We have fun then. But when you get to this magnitude of a game, the energy is different. You will never find any energy that matches the magnitude of this game. So you got to go out there and make sure that all your dots are, you know, all your I's are dotted and all your T's are crossed, because making a mistake in this game at this level, it could be catastrophic.
Man, it could cost you a championship.
It could cost you a championship.
You're exactly right. LeGarrette played sports for over 20 years. The wear and tear of college and pro football has taken its toll, which is why, LeGarrette, you launched a website and a product that provides a solution to help minimize discomfort, and it's LG's Feel Good. We have you on before talking about
it. Sir.
I think Ike got some.
I still got my gummies.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
They're potent, too, man. Yeah, they look potent. I had to stop taking those things.
Hey, they're supposed to put you to sleep. Man, so, yeah, no, and you know, this is an amazing product. Again, this is for any and everybody that has any kind of discomfort, any kind of problems with anxiety, any kind of problems with sleeping. This is the product for them. It is 100% THC-free. Mm-hmm. It's all organic and it's all natural. This is for football. This is for football players, basketball players. This is for a mom. This is for a nurse. This is for, you know, a construction worker. Any and everybody that's dealing with any kind of pain or discomfort, this is for that general population, that group. You know, so we got the gummies. We got the anxiety drops. We got the pain patches. You know, we got the lotion. We got the whole nine, man. And this is something that I live by.
And I was joking about the whole gummies, even though I did order them, but I also had ordered the roll-on as well. And so I know for my shoulders or what have you, I still get pain in there. So I love the roll-on to where I can just put the treatment right there on the area, and it sort of seeps in there. So, yeah, if gummies aren't your thing, there are other treatment options on
100%.
There.
100%.
Yeah.
It's also pretty cool that now this is being looked at. I mean, you guys played during a time where here's some pain medicine or whatever, take this, and now there's all-natural treatments like LG's Feel Good that can help you with pain.
Yep. Yes, sir. Hopefully the league takes heed in this and understand that, you know, this isn't, you know, because they're – a lot of these guys, a lot of these owners, a lot of the people that run the league, they're not going to look into this product and be like, oh, it's not weed. Oh, it doesn't have THC in it.
Right.
You know, they're going to look at it all the same way. So I want them, you know, just like they've been a little bit more lenient as far as the THC thing, I want them to be really dive into the health aspect of it and look at this as a way for them to protect their investment and protect these players without having them come back around 15 years later and die from a kidney, whatever, from getting all these shots and taking all these pills, kidney failure, liver failure, having these guys come back and try to sue you because you don't give a crap about them after they get done playing. Well, this is the way to solve that. Get this into all 32 teams. Let these guys try this out as a form of different ways besides them getting into pharmaceuticals and, hey, doc, get me this pill. Hey, doc, give me that pill. Let them get into this and let this show them that it's a different way to heal and medicate other than that.
Yeah, there's real health benefits.
Well said, brother. And how about this? Get behind your former players, man. They got a product that helps out your product as a whole. How about getting behind your former players and support?
So check out LG's Feel Good, his Facebook page, at LG's Feel Good, to learn more about your company and products.
Yes, sir.
We
appreciate
always love
it,
talking
man.
To you, man.
Yeah, probably, bro. Keep doing your thing.
Also, you can go to the website at lgsfeelgood.com. That's lgsfeelgood.com, the same name as the Facebook website.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate
Eagles
it,
fans. Eagles fans love you.
Super Bowl 52 hero, brother.
E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. Let's get it.
Yes,
right,
sir.
There he is.
Yes,
LeGarrette Blount, Super Bowl hero.
That's right.
90 yards rushing. Almost got you to 100, LeGarrette. Almost.
Almost got me there.
Almost.
Hey, Deuce, I fall too. But Deuce going to tell me, well, you should have broke a tackle so you could have got that extra 10. So I can't say nothing, but that's my fault.
Love you, LeGarrette.
All right, LeGarrette. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Thank you.
Yes,
yeah, you got it. Every time he's able to jump on with us, it's always
yes, sir.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, LeGarrette.
Got the right
Be well,
spirit.
My friend.
Got the right spirit.
Yep.
You know. Yeah, come on, NFL. Get behind your players, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, get behind your players, man. Players are trying to do something, like you said. It's not weed.
No, it's not. There's real health benefits.
Stephen A.
Yeah. Get off the weed.
Yeah. Stay off the weed.
There's real health benefits.
Yes.
To whether it's the THC or the CBD. This is THC free.
Let me tell you, it works, man. I'm just telling you. It does work.
But as far as sleep and things like that, like my this has been going on for
a while.
Well,
you know, it's like a form of putting Icy Hot or Bengay or something like that on. This is just a different.
It's a natural treatment.
Right.
It's an all-natural treatment.
Right. And like I said, I like the roll-on. It's like a deodorant. It's like.
Roll on the pain.
Yeah, all you're doing is just rubbing it in that area and it seeps in there. So, yeah, it's.
Jack, can you rub it on your belly to feel better after
gut health? It's good for gut health. Yeah, listen,
it's good for the knees, the joints.
Well,
man.
I saw you limping around today, so
oh,
I mean,
God, yeah, you see me?
Yeah, you might need some because I got stuck in the booth where you know he had no leg room, so he was struggling.
Oh, for breakfast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. You know how you got to try to slide out. It's like, yeah. It's for smaller people, not made for 6'3 people to sit.
No, you need to almost sit diagonal.
I got to sit on the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Elliot came in after me, and so I moved to the middle. I'm sitting in the middle of these two.
That makes no sense. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HC1 Philadelphia. We're broadcasting away from the Tasty Cake Studios. We're live at Radio Row. It's Super Bowl, Jack Fritz.
Yeah, we are. There's Carrot Top.
Oh, there's Carrot Top.
Eagles fan,
is he all jacked up?
Yeah, he is jacked up, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Is that really him?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can take him.
Nice.
There he is. Yeah. Well,
he's an Eagles fan, right?
What's up, Carrot Top?
How you doing?
What's up, brother?
Is he?
How you doing? Yes, sir.
Didn't know that.
Hold on, Jack. You're supposed to have a camera ready, man.
Yeah,
what
he's not worried about taking
pictures.
Sitting
here with his leg crossed or whatever.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
appreciate
brother.
Appreciate it. Go Eagles. So it is. It's starting to get hectic here.
Yeah.
Directly over next to us, Ike, is it's a big TikTok area. We'll get back to the phones in a second. But I don't really know what you're supposed to do. LeGarrette's over there right now.
It's for these influencers or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's not for you?
Nah, yeah, listen, don't listen.
No, I hate it. Hold up.
I hated it, too, until my son is
he's a big TikToker.
Yeah, he's interested in becoming one of these.
Well, where's he at? Where's he at?
I'm gonna take a picture so people can see what I'm talking about.
No, I was gonna take their water earlier.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of great amenities here at the Radio Row, like water.
I did find a water fountain earlier, so that was big.
You did?
Yeah, if you need a refill, man. I got you. But just enough with the TikTok.
That's Thomas Dimitri.
Dimitrov?
Dimitrov. Is Dimitri or Dimitri?
Former Falcon exec?
Yeah, and Rams, right? Is he with the Rams? Oh, I'm thinking of Les Snead.
You're thinking of Les Snead. He's a Belichick. He's a Patriots guy.
But he was the president of the GM during their Super
Bowl.
Yeah, with the Falcons when they were in the Super Bowl.
Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
Who was that head coach? Dan Quinn?
Yeah. Dan Quinn.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's probably why he hasn't resurfaced.
Yeah.
Well, we are live at Radio Row. The TikTok influencers are over to
like, what do they know about sports?
Like,
they don't care about sports.
Nah, they don't have takes, Jack.
I need to know what their takes are. I need to know if
the influencers have no takes.
Are they more of a Hurts guy or a Mahomes guy? Like, who's actually better?
Why don't you go ask them?
Yeah, they're here to push their own product.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, that guy. Like, look at him. He's got sunglasses on inside. Like, this is a joke.
Well, I mean, listen.
Well, that's when you're a star. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's what you do.
He's not a star. He's just a guy.
So the TikTok influencers are right over here. We have a countdown clock of 5 days, 3 hours, 29 minutes, and 30 seconds to the game.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to need to get a picture of that.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool,
right?
Just with the time clock, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, at some point.
That's cool.
at some point.
And there are a lot of people here today, so it has picked up considerably since yesterday. We thank LeGarrette for jumping on. Elliot is somewhere around here. I think the teams were having their press conferences upstairs here. Mm-hmm. So Elliot will jump down.
I mean,
here.
We did media night last night.
Yes.
Hold on. So let me tell you this, media night. We roll up in there. And obviously I'm having flashbacks to when we did media day with the Eagles and everything.
When you snubbed Frank Caliendo.
Super
and Bowl. That video, there's evidence out there.
Yeah, Super Bowl 39. And I'm like, look at what this thing has become. Like, with us, it was just media, right? Or people that got credentials. There was no fans.
Yeah, the place was, like, sold out.
Yeah,
last
it was. Yeah, it was. That was an actual event. That felt like an actual event. And so, but it just goes to show you where the game is at now and how you can take something as simple as that and sell it to football fans. And that's a what, 20,000 seat arena?
And they ate it up.
Where the Suns play at?
Chiefs fans were there. Eagles fans were doing the Eagles chants the whole time.
Well, and you got just football fans out here.
It was awesome.
You got a bunch of football fans out here. And it was a pretty cool experience to see just the horde of reporters swap to. Would you agree that the biggest crowds were around Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts.
Yes.
Right, that was the biggest crowd.
Kelsey had a big crowd.
Yep, although I was able to get over there and get close to get a picture of him. I couldn't get anywhere near Jalen to get a picture.
No.
It's like nine rows of cameras there that you got to get through.
Yes.
Nick didn't have as many cameras from the standstill cameras you can put on a tripod in front of him, but there were as many people standing in front
there
of him.
There were. Now, I was over stationed early when Nick first walked up. Elliot and I were in the first row to his right, to where we could actually hear what he was saying.
I couldn't hear anything that anybody was saying.
It was tough to hear.
I couldn't hear anything.
I was over with BG, and you could kind of hear what he was saying, but it's so loud, man. So much going on.
It's crazy. It looked like once the Chiefs came, that's another thing we didn't do. We didn't
mingle.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, the Patriots weren't there when we were there. I think we had ours either on a Monday, and then they had theirs on a Tuesday, or maybe they had it later that afternoon after us. But we certainly weren't there at the same time. Yeah, we weren't there at the same time. Now they make a whole event.
They made
out
a tell. It's a TV and a regular.
Yeah, was
Sal
Palantoni up there hosting it?
Sal was involved. He was
I think he's interviewing Jalen.
Yeah,
Mahomes.
Right.
Yes.
So that was cool. They got a chance to have those guys sit down before the game. And
Andy and Sirianni were up there together.
Okay. I saw Andy hugging some of the Eagles players. So
he was hugging his guys that he drafted.
Yeah.
Which was interesting.
I thought it was cool. I thought it was a good event last night. A little overwhelming. There's a lot of people there. And
I hated it.
I got my feel.
I loved it.
I only needed like 20 minutes of it, 30 minutes of it. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm ready to get out of here now.
Here's my issue.
I gave him about 30 minutes.
It's like, and then all these people who aren't Philly media or Kansas City media, they got to get their cute little questions in.
Right.
But that's what it's for.
They aren't asking football questions.
Who cares? Yeah. I can't believe people.
So, Jack, to your point.
The TMZ question.
What's your sign?
Extra.
Oh, man.
So, I circled back over to Sirianni later on in his hour, and I heard he's being asked about Rocky and his favorite Rocky movie.
He probably loved all those cheese steaks.
Yeah, what's your go-to spot?
Right. Yeah. So that's the other thing, right? Like Travis Kelce got asked. I don't know who asked him, if it was Philadelphia media or not.
I would think not.
All right. But like.
But you never know.
You never know.
So here's like whether they're Philadelphia athletes or whoever. I don't care what cheesesteak spot somebody that lives here or doesn't live here. Like, I don't care. I don't care that Travis Kelce said Geno's. I don't care if somebody said somebody else.
Oh, it is an outrage.
And then I don't care about the reaction to where, oh, well, that's a tourist trap. Why would he pick that? Who cares?
Juju Smith-Schuster said Kansas City has better cheesesteaks than Philadelphia. Yeah. Now we really need to beat him.
Yeah.
Now we got to rub it in his face.
What's the chances Nick pulls that out Saturday night?
Yeah. That was for Juju.
No, when I went on with the Arizona sports station out here, and I thanked them for not playing the Rocky theme, like, the previous station that led me, like literally, it's like coming back from break. They play the Rocky theme and bring me on.
Well, you are Mr. Philadelphia.
Oh, I mean, listen. When you think Rocky, you think me in the next sentence, right?
They know that we did is John Marks, a Philly guy, and you came.
Enough of the cheesesteak questions. I don't care. Right, and then the outrage over the cheesesteak question.
Right. That is true.
But Nick was saying last night, he was being like, well, Rocky 3 and 4 are my favorite movies ever.
No, stop.
He said it.
Stop. There's no, like, we don't have to do this. You don't have to lie.
And then he was saying that
Rockies, we already like you. We already like you, Coach. You're in the Super Bowl. You don't need to tell us how great Rocky is.
But he wasn't saying.
What are you expecting to say something different?
No, but to your point, this wasn't the Philadelphia media. This was like. I mean, honestly, I feel like it was mostly Latino and Latina media at this point in the hour that were asking the questions.
Right.
But then he had shared a story that before his son's basketball game, he had watched Rocky 3 and 4.
Oh.
And he was saying, he's like, Drago was bigger than Rocky. Clubber Lang was bigger than Rocky.
Andy Reid didn't matter. Andy Reid, Pat Mahomes are bigger than Rocky.
Yeah.
We're going to get him.
Get him, Nick. Yeah, so like I saw you not interested almost immediately. And I saw Ike by half past the hour being like, all right, like are we going to dinner yet or whatever?
Yeah.
Honestly, the highlight for me is that one guy recognized me and wanted to get a photo, and I was like, this is my media night.
Yeah, I took a picture of Schefter. I just walked up to him and took a picture. Of him because I hate him so much.
That's your point.
I know, but I just wanted to have a picture
of
Schefter.
He is short. Schefter. He's definitely short.
He's not – no, rap sheet's much
rap
shorter.
Sheet is short. He's like Rosenthal.
He's a little taller than Rosenthal. Rosenthal.
No, Tom Kelly's shorter than all of them, right?
Tom Kelly's not as short as Rosenthal. He's rap sheet height.
That's
and Schefter is we're on the same.
You guys are eye to eye.
No, I'm a little bit taller than
Schefter. Guy.
There
I'm a little
go.
Bit taller than Schefter.
Proud of you, buddy.
But anyway, I had fun last night. I actually liked it more than I thought it was going.
Yeah, yeah. I almost didn't want to go.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, I'm glad I did. It's cool to see in person
because
you watch it on TV. Yeah. It's cool to see the setup in person.
Sure. Yep.
I was kind of like, I guess that's why I liked Alshon so much because we have a similar viewpoint of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just we're here about business.
They were in Minnesota. They were like at tables.
Yeah.
Right? It didn't feel the same.
It didn't feel the same. No, that was they did a really good job last night. Tucker Bagley is producing, and he's on the board all week while we're out here. Tucker, what did it look like on TV last night to you? Was it cool? Did you enjoy it?
No, it was pretty boring. I was excited to watch it. I was excited to hear what everyone said, but it was mostly a studio show, and the only thing they really showed on TV, or especially on NFL Network, was the 30 seconds Michael Irvin got with everybody.
Right. So they showed their guys.
They showed the people on stage, like, shaking hands and, you know, Jason and Travis Kelce's mom giving them cookies. But there wasn't anything exciting happening.
Right.
All right. I guess ESPN was doing their part.
I guess,
too.
Yeah.
Because I saw when we were at the restaurant, then I saw where they were interviewing Andy and Nick, and they had Jalen, they had BG and some other of the Chiefs players up there too. So, well, it was cool. It was very cool.
Yeah, some people are into that. Some people have no interest in that.
Right.
No, seriously, it's like, okay, why am I sitting here looking at guys just basically?
It's a spectacle.
Yeah.
It was interesting. They did kind of come out, and it looked like they were at a
rock
show.
Oh, yeah, yes. It looked like – that's why I said they made a real live spectacle of this thing. It's done turned into a damn event.
Yep.
Yeah, it's done turned into an event. So, yeah, but you never know what the viewers back home, how they are viewing it. Like, sometimes when there's nothing else going on and you're waiting on this game, you just want to see your team. Yeah, you want to see your team. You want to see what they look like being out there. Are they enjoying themselves? I thought Jalen, now, he didn't turn into a comedian last night or anything, but it did look like he let his guard down a little bit.
He had some big smiles.
Yeah, I saw smiles on his face like he was enjoying himself. Him and Pat Mahomes looked like they were enjoying the conversation with each other, sitting over there talking. Like, that's what you want to see. I'd rather see that than the whole – Like, and you know, I love Mamba mentality. You know, I love it. It doesn't have to be on 24 hours.
Yeah, take the hour last night.
And man, immerse yourself in what's going on.
Soak it in. Yeah,
yeah. There's nothing wrong with it.
I think you soaked it in last night.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it because sometimes you can be so locked up and so tensed up that that's all you've been thinking about all week. Then you get out there and play. You don't know what the hell to do. So, and you don't treat every week like that. So you got to be able to at least take something like that. That's a team function where you can let your hair down. And I know when there's no cameras around, he has no problem letting his hair down.
Right.
But you knew that was going to be a televised event, so you didn't know if he was going to be guarded or would he at least let his guards down a little bit. And right. I thought he did that, which was great.
And I thought
it was great.
I believe he might even be speaking right now upstairs. And
he probably goes back to
being business.
Yes, he goes back to mama mentality today.
Yeah, agreed.
But last night was one of those things you can let your hair down.
Do we have the –
they had the cameras when they came out. Well, now everybody has a phone.
Yeah,
so you just,
well, yeah no. Yeah. Donovan was talking about the camcorder that you guys had
What are you talking about?
That's what you had to do. And Ike had the special needs one.
But he just brought it up like it was like they were going to definitely do that.
No, because I know I saw the phones, but in my head I'm –
You're looking for camcorders.
Camcorders, yeah, where people coming out holding camcorders trying to record the stuff, yeah.
You had the mini disc fancy one.
Yes.
Now they go on Instagram Live, so everyone can see.
Yeah, now it's totally different.
Yeah,
yes.
They were on Instagram Live last night.
Yes.
Do we have the audio of the question that Jalen was asked?
Oh, about the
back and forth?
I think we do.
Tucker, if we don't have it, that's fine. Just let me know. Where he asked him, he said, the reporter said, I didn't believe you could take the
Eagles. I do have that. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please. Let's hear it. Here's last night.
The Eagles would get to the Super Bowl with you as their quarterback.
You're not the only one.
Well, I just wanted to say man to man. So I'm sorry.
Cool.
Which is a longer pause, that or Philly?
That was a longer pause. I don't know. That felt like a longer pause.
That felt like a long pause.
Yeah, it did.
Cool.
Yeah.
Was that you? Was that you that asked the question?
I did not.
All right, I just want to make sure.
He did sound like he had a little bit of a hoagie accent.
Yeah, a little bit. Question. But I didn't recognize the voice. Like, it didn't sound like a traditional beat reporter.
Yeah.
It could have been Perloff.
So he was apologizing for not believing.
And he said, man to man, I want to tell you I was wrong.
Yeah, there you go.
I was thinking about doing that.
And he said, cool. Yeah, training camp next year, I'll have
training
the same
camp. You'll let it down.
Conversations with him.
Okay.
Yeah. Finally, satisfy the Twitter replies of, oh, you didn't have the same energy when you're face to face.
No, nothing will satisfy the Twitter thirst.
Nothing will.
With these aggressive, sensitive Eagles fans.
Yes.
They're just out for blood, Ike.
Nothing will. I'm with you.
All right. Let's take a couple phone calls here. It just logged me out.
Oh, that's great.
But you can punch him up back there. Let's go to Black Gritty from BlackGritty.com. Black Gritty!
What's doing out there on the road? Y'all sound like some grumpy old men hating on TikTok.
hating questions. You know what I mean? The radio station played Rocky so much I had a nickel every time they played. But you out here hating on Rocky questions? We got the dang statue up there. Jersey put on it.
Right. But I understand that. But what it says is you're like you're nothing but knuckle dragging fans that care about Rocky and cheesesteaks, right? Like that's the only thing our city stands for.
I don't like your fancy pants stuff anyway. Jack's the only Philly guy out there drinking beers. Y'all drinking all these fancy drinks.
That's
I ain't
right.
Never seen no martini sponsor out there when y'all out here at these events out here in Philly. But y'all out there drinking all the ice.
Yeah, we're drinking liquor.
Yeah.
I see what's going on. One more thing before I get to my point. You out here taking shots at the king for no reason and going to bring up mama mentality. Kobe Bryant changed his number 2. Okay, hush him out. Don't think I'm not watching on the internet. I got you. Now, a lot of fake tough guys from Philly been calling, talking trash on Andy Reid. I got a 14-day window of hating Andy Reid. Just 2 weeks for the Super Bowl, yes, I hate Andy Reid. But to act like this man didn't give me joy. These grown men call up every week crying about Joe Johnson and the blitz of defense. We talk about, you know what I mean? We know all these old coaches let each other say Andy Reid alone. We don't whoop his butt. I guarantee it. If he happens to win, I'll be upset. And we lost the Super Bowl because Belichick is not the greatest coach in the world. He got caught cheating. His quarterback got caught cheating. They cheated us out of the Super Bowl. He wouldn't be mad at somebody. He mad at that fake coach and that fake coach who probably only got 3 Super Bowls that they earned. They sucked. They're trash. We're beating Patrick Mahomes. We're beating Andy Reid. We're going to solidify ourselves as giant king killers. And I'm excited about it. Let Jack drink his beer and let's go. I'll be calling back for a ride. Watch the stuff out there. I see Ike on the internet. I see you. I talk to y'all.
There he is.
I didn't even know how to respond to that.
He just let him go.
I thought he was going to make a sports point.
Well, he kind of did. Yeah, it was the Andy Reid. He hates him for 2 week window. And then after that.
Yeah.
As far as the, like, Jack's drinking bougie IPAs. It's not like he's a man's man that's drinking.
The man's
well, hold on.
Like, come on.
You're doing man's man.
You're doing you're drinking fancy IPAs.
Hold on. What qualifies as a man's beer?
I knew he was going there.
Miller.
Okay.
A Miller Lite.
Yes. Correct answer.
A Miller Lite.
Yeah, nothing says men.
Men!
Like a nice Miller
Lite. Well, I've been a High Life. A Miller High Life.
No.
I want to say another beer, but yeah,
I'm
a Miller Lite person. I will not mention
Miller. We are Miller Lite-men.
Okay.
But like, I'm fine with you drinking the IPA.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't make you any less of a man that you're drinking an IPA. It doesn't make me any less of a man that I'm drinking Red Bull Vodka.
No, but what about the espresso martinis?
Yeah,
your middle name might as well be Espresso Martini this week.
And why is that?
Because you have like every time we go out.
Because I'm clearly a maniac who's living off of
what the hell's an Espresso Martini?
Espresso and vodka.
Oh wow.
Yeah, okay. This guy's.
So I'm more or less drinking
coffee and
two
vodka.
Cups of coffee and like
mixed with the vodka,
4 ounces of vodka.
A great idea.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's a hot drink amongst the millennials.
Is it?
Yeah, man, I've been
Elliot. I mean, you and Elliot are kindred spirits.
I've had 5 of them in the last 2 nights.
How you sleeping?
Perfect.
Nice.
I mean, not a lot because we're getting in kind of late, and I'm still getting up at 3:15.
Right,
local time.
You're not getting in late.
We were in at
10 o'clock.
Night.
Was that when we got in?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I got up at 3:15.
So your body is not adjusted at all?
I was here by 6 o'clock this morning.
I know. I walked in. It was just you.
You weren't here this morning.
He was here.
I didn't see you. I went over.
That is Spike he's talking about.
Yeah, Spike's sitting at the table.
Yeah, Spike's
at people listening to the show don't know
thank
who
you, Mike. I
need,
that's why
right
he's
he's replacing Herb. It's usually Herb that's in that scenario. Yeah.
I was over here this morning early.
Yeah, you sure were.
Man,
we saw your boys over in Boston.
I was my shows that I like in Boston. I was over there, said hi to Spike Station.
See, you're thinking about the 2 hours we're behind, and it's up. So even when we go in at 10, it's 12. Your body still feels like it's 12.
Right. Yeah. No, it does. You're
right. It's a fair counter.
Yeah. Listen, believe me, we're all slippers and pajamas guys. Yeah. Believe me, I'm used to being at home. I'm used to having slippers on by 7:30, 8 o'clock. Yeah, I don't even go back outside after that. Just let the dogs out on their own at that point. Yeah, the backyard.
Twitter questions today sponsored by Marsh Jewelers. Pick out a gift for $249 or more. Marsh Jewelers is going to give you chocolates and a dozen roses. Marsh-Jewelers.com for details. More people are saying that it wouldn't be any sweeter if they won the Super Bowl over Andy Reid.
Yeah. I think, do you think people are not being truthful there? I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't be.
So I would say that I think it's natural, even a smidge, just because Andy Reid is considered one of the great coaches of this generation, mm-hmm. and Pat Mahomes, and the fact that, like, yeah, he did used to be our coach, and
right.
it's nice to get a win without him being here. A little bit, I can see. And I don't think people even realize it or think about it at this point.
Sure.
But then you also get the 40% of people that are saying, yeah, I can't wait to give it to Andy Reid and beat him and humiliate him.
Well, here's a little bit of I'm going to throw a little bit of my dime store psychology in here, right? So could part of it be I'm not investing heavily emotionally into this as from a standpoint of this is the driving force that I want to beat Andy Reid, because there's a flip side to the coin that you could lose to Andy Reid and wouldn't that bother you more?
Right.
So there's a flip side to that where, you know, some people may have convinced themselves, you know what, I don't need to be emotionally attached to this. If we lose, it's not going to ruin my day. It's not going to ruin my life that we lost to Andy Reid. So I'm not putting that type of emotion in here, hoping that we beat them because of Andy Reid.
Without a Super Bowl win, losing to him would sting much more.
Oh, man, without a win, this is a whole different conversation. Yeah, this is a whole different
conversation
going into this game.
It would sting regardless of a loss, but if it was to Andy, it would sting extra. Without a doubt.
Yeah, we didn't have a Super Bowl, for sure.
Now, Nick Sirianni was also asked last night, is it a must-win game?
Yeah, it's a good bit. I would say they ripped that straight off of our show.
Yeah,
right?
So who asked it? Do you know?
I think it was Dave Damashek. Is that his name?
I don't even know who that is.
I think he's an NFL doctor.
Yeah.
NFL Network guy.
So is Sunday a must-win or a can't-lose?
It's a must-win.
It's a must-win.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah. But he also can't lose it.
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, right.
There's lights out. Sean Merriman.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. There we go.
Look, he'll still smash you.
Yeah, he could probably do a couple snaps in a 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
Are you into his calves?
I can't see the calves from here. But judging from this far, look very strong. Dude, my calves are turning around, too, with all this running.
You are. Did you run today?
No.
Oh.
No, so I had to talk to Spike for a couple hours.
Oh, you had to. Oh, okay.
Yes. No, we're
changed,
on the air.
He changed his mind.
No, we're on the air. We can't hear him. We're on the air.
He changed his mind.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, we're live this week, broadcasting from Radio Row in Phoenix. WIP goes to AZ. Championship coverage brought to you by SEPTA. The Philly way to go. Coming up, Jeff Lurie had some interesting comments last night about Jalen Hurts and his contract. Don't miss that. Right back to the phones as well. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP.
Hey, football fans. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, has the perfect way for everyone to get in on Super Bowl 57 action with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Now, that means everyone gets bonus bets back if your Super Bowl same-game parlay doesn't hit. Now, it doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. Same game parlays let you combine all your favorite bets for a chance at a bigger payday. So start building your own or just bet a popular same game parlay already made for you in America's number one sportsbook. I got a same game parlay for you for Sunday's game. How about let's go over in quarterback rushing yards with Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. Take the over in rushing yards there. Then let's go with an anytime running back touchdown with Eagles running back Miles Sanders. And then we'll take over in receptions for Kansas City's tight end Jason Kelce. There you have it. Quarterback rushing touchdown Hurts, running back Sanders, and over in receptions for Travis Kelce. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. And if you're new to FanDuel app, then if you're new to FanDuel, then sign up with promo.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, you might need
to. Are you all right?
No, I'm not.
Either way, Travis Kelce earlier?
Yeah, would you shut up? Either way, you'll get a bonus bet back if you're no sweat, same game parlay doesn't hit. Man, I really do like the FanDuel app. I wish this Reed was over with sooner. Let's make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I feel like my week has been made. Got a picture of Carrot Top. He was only feet from me.
I think he's an Eagles fan.
How?
I think he's from here.
Is he really?
Carrot Top's from here?
I could totally be making this up. Let me look it up.
Yeah. There's people all over the place that are Eagles fans because of Randall or whatever, Ike Reese, whatever reason.
Or because they just won in 17.
Yeah, Carrot Top is an Eagles fan.
Oh, there you go.
Yep.
Oh, man. How'd you not book him then?
Oh,
really?
Because I mean, has he done? I mean,
I'm not entirely sure.
No, he's still Carrot Top.
Well, he's still. I mean, he's
yeah,
still.
Yeah. Well, so I mean, so what?
He's a comedian.
Not anymore.
Sure, he is.
What do you mean, not anymore? He stopped.
Jack, last time he made you laugh,
Jack. Well, never. But
what do you mean?
But if you get, I'm telling you, if you Google him, he probably still tours.
I would. He's from Rockledge, Florida. Why is he? Why is he a?
I told you, they won in 2017.
So are you saying we should bring him on and grill him and say, like, no, you're not? Like, when was 4th of 26?
Right,
what
right.
year?
Yeah, give
he's
him
a
trivia.
Former, I would say former comedian.
So he's not actually
he's not
touring?
A former comedian.
He's touring.
What do you mean? How do you become a former comedian?
Because he hasn't done anything. In...
Doesn't mean he doesn't want to tell jokes or make you laugh. Does that happen? I don't know.
Well, I can't tell you the last time or if I guarantee
you
he's still actively.
Carrot Top special. I don't know.
I feel like he was popular when you were playing, and I was like,
maybe it was during
nine.
The time. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I just don't think he counts anymore.
Well, listen, he was
probably right. Hey, man, we need all the celebrities on our side.
No, we don't. I think that's where I draw the line, honestly. He does not count.
He has a residency at the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. So he stays in Vegas and he does.
Yeah, next year when we're out there.
Oh, yeah.
For the Eagles Super Bowl run.
Yeah.
We'll book him. We'll have him come on and grill him. When was 4th and 26?
Mm-hmm. Better have everything together.
Yes. Yes, we will have a full sheet of questions that we have for him. All right. So Jeffrey Lurie last night, he spoke. He spoke, it wasn't at the actual thing, but he was speaking to the media.
I got a photo.
Yeah, and he was there last night, but he was speaking to the media before the actual event started. And naturally, and it's a question that I would want to ask, is like, yo, like, what's going on with Jalen? What about a contract extension? And obviously they have the Super Bowl, and they're going to deal with it after the Super Bowl. But he had said that I don't think he has anything to prove. He's an MVP caliber quarterback. He's an MVP caliber quarterback, an incredible leader of the team on the field, off the field. He's 24 years old, incredibly mature, and most importantly, driven to be in any better. What we're seeing today, I think, is just the beginning for Jalen. This guy will attack every weakness as he has since high school, since college. The future is bright and very exciting for us. So, and he said he's not going to talk this week, but dialogue with the agent will happen. Jalen was asked about it as well, and he said, we'll kind of handle that later on, get there when we get there.
Yep.
So,
do you think he's getting $50 million?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The price of the brick is going up, brother, and it's his turn to get paid. And if the Eagles are wise, they'll get him done before Cincinnati pays Joe Burrow and mm-hmm. Justin Herbert gets paid and Lamar Jackson potentially getting paid, because I think Lamar Jackson can still get traded this offseason to a team, and they wind up paying him whatever team he goes to. That could be a situation there. There is the Eagles are in a very good position now that Jalen Hurts has solidified himself. But that's what needed to be done. Like, that's when I look at the Eagles this year, and I think of some of the storylines that we sort of locked in on going into the season. There was no storyline that was bigger that we talked about more than the development of Jalen Hurts in his third year. And we knew there had been rumblings and smoke that the Eagles may have been interested in other quarterbacks that were available that they didn't necessarily either pull the trigger on because they were asking for too much, or the player may not have wanted to come to Philadelphia. You heard all sorts of rumors, but you heard those rumors about the Eagles being interested. And so when it was clear that wasn't going to happen when the draft happened, I think the Eagles at that point focused solely on Jalen Hurts being able to put his best foot forward this season. They went out and got him help. But they also put themselves in a position that if it doesn't work out, that a quarterback will be able to slot in and still have a better chance of succeeding because the other parts around him were still going to be there. It was Jalen's opportunity. And I think Howie even said something to this effect, or maybe it was Jeffrey in the preseason, that to something to the effect of it was his job to lose.
Yep.
It was his opportunity to show that it was his and go out and grab it. Jalen's going to get the first shot to grab it and prove he's the franchise quarterback. And that's what he did.
And he grabbed it.
That's what he did.
Yeah, he didn't leave any doubt that this is his job and that this is his job going forward,
MVP
right?
candidate.
Yep.
I don't know how you can have any doubt. Yeah, you don't have a better option either.
Nope.
Like, where are you going to get a quarterback?
You're not. Jack, you almost seem skeptical of the 50 of the price tag.
No, I know he's going to get it. It's just – and there's nothing they can do about it. Like, he's not going to take a hometown discount. No. I understand that. I just think that we almost need to start preparing ourselves that, like, this roster is not going to be – like, we're going to really see how great Jalen Hurts is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if he is actually as great as he has been this year going forward.
Like, you got to do it every year.
Yeah.
We talk about Pat Mahomes. He's in the AFC Championship game every year.
He lost Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
His biggest weapon is Travis Kelce, who's like 33 now.
Yeah.
And everyone knows he's their only guy that he can throw to. You know, and he rose above it. He won the MVP. He's in the Super Bowl again. Mm-hmm. Can Jalen do that is going to be the next biggest thing. He's the franchise quarterback. He's going to get $200 million.
Well, we're about to hitch our wagon to him.
Correct.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I will say this. I believe he's the guy, but I also believe that you have to continue to draft well and develop well and re-sign the right guys and know when to move on from the guys that it's probably their best days are behind them because his salary isn't going to get cheaper. So it will become harder and harder to keep a team around him. All you got to do is look at some of the other quarterbacks that they got those big deals, and eventually somebody had to be moved on from.
Yep, yep.
So we don't want to be in a position that the Cowboys are in where you're into year 7 and you haven't won a Super Bowl. Now, luckily for us, we're in the Super Bowl, and he's already been to a conference title, so it wouldn't necessarily be the same as Dak. But 2 years ago, you couldn't have told the Dallas Cowboy fans that Dak wasn't the right guy, right?
Yeah. And now he has that conversation.
And yeah, now they're talking about, has he hit his ceiling already?
Yeah.
Is this the best he can be? When you take away Amari Cooper and this guy and that guy, and now he has to be the guy because of the money he's making, can Dak lift the offense? What's he going to do?
Yep.
Tony Pollard just tore his what did he tear? Did he tear his Achilles or broke his ankle?
Broke
or something?
His leg or something?
Yeah, broke his tibia.
Some type of major injury. He's a free agent. What are you going to do with him? Zeke is getting older by the day. What are you going to do with him? Right? Yep. So the talent around Dak, for the money
all
they paid him.
All of a sudden, is
now it's
once
like,
once.
Oh, now it's not enough talent around him. You got to get Dak more help. And it's like, okay, well, how are we going to get him more help?
When he's making 46 yes. a year.
Well, the pressure's now back on Howie. I mean, like, he yes. is. He showed he could build a Super Bowl team yeah. twice now, mm-hmm. which is impressive. But now it's about – he's never sustained it. Like, it's oh, I know he's only had limited opportunities in doing it. But, like, now it's about sustaining it.
I
and
agree.
They've lost five front office members in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. They lost Andy Weidel, who I don't think it was a coincidence,
right.
was being pushed out as, like, I'm the draft guy. You know, and now it's on them to make sure that they can
well,
keep this
and here's what
up.
You can't. You can't afford the misses. You
can't, not many
you,
of
you
them.
Can't afford to have misses. And, like, this year, Howie, between the draft and between free agency, is you know, he's almost 100% on
well,
it.
And
but it hasn't been like that every year.
19 and 20, their first-round picks were Dillard and Rigger.
Yeah, bad drafts. Yeah.
Yep. Can't do that.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. That's the only way you maintain this. Right, that's the, you have to do a good job at that. Even with the Chiefs, and you look at what they've done with Pat Mahomes. Sure, they managed to keep Travis Kelce there, but you still need Pat Mahomes to play at a certain level to make those other parts work in the entire offense. So when they go bring in Juju and they bring in Marquez Valdez Scantley and these guys aren't anything no. special as wide receivers. But the quarterback has to make it work.
Yep.
Because they can't afford to go out and have a $20 million wide receiver.
Right.
They can't do it. They had to get rid of it. They had to move on from Tyreek Hill. That's a tough decision that has to be made. Because you're really paying Travis Kelce like he's a top wide receiver.
Yes.
Well, yeah, basically he's more chose, or less, yeah.
Yeah.
And they basically chose Kelce over.
Of course they did. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah. Well, and Tyreek wouldn't take less money. He wanted top wide receiver money. Mm-hmm. So when you want to, if you want to keep that trio together – Tyreek would have had to have value playing in Kansas City
then
over
getting the biggest
over
contract.
The money, yes.
And the Eagles are going to find out what they want to prioritize and paying.
Yes.
Like their defense right now is very good, but it's also a lot of 1 year contracts.
Yep.
Man, and as good as Jalen's been this year, you can have a great quarterback, and if you don't have players around them, Jalen Hurts can be an MVP
wasted
candidate,
yeah.
and you may be losing in the playoffs before you get to a conference championship game. All right, let's take a couple phone calls
he's
here.
He's getting that cha-ching. It's coming.
Yeah. It's coming, Jack. 50.
It's exciting.
It's good.
Probably get about two guaranteed.
Get in the neighborhood.
Kyler Murray got 189.
He's getting.
Now, you know all these jokers are about to get at least 200.
Good timing for Jalen Hurts.
And you know what? I think that's where Lamar will soften his stance.
When he sees everybody else taking.
Well, if you get 200 million guaranteed, like. Come on, bro. Like, you've missed games the last 2 years. It's not like you're a guaranteed Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Missed nine games the last
four. Yeah, I'm just saying it. You're getting $200 million guaranteed just because Cleveland gave Deshaun Jackson a fully guaranteed contract. Doesn't mean every other team's going to do that.
No, nobody else has
done. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And I don't think Burrow's getting guaranteed contracts.
And I guarantee he'll take $200 million guaranteed with no problem.
And then in 3 years he'll re-up it and he'll get more guaranteed.
Exactly. Money.
All right, Andy in Deptford's joining us. Andy, uh-oh. How are you, buddy?
Yo, what's good, fellas? How we doing?
Andy?
What's up, Andy?
What's the weather looking like out there?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, like I would say high 60s, low 70s.
Chilly in the morning.
Yep. Chilly at night.
We had 42 back home, so better than us
not too
right
bad.
Now.
I thought it was getting up to the 50s this week out there.
Yeah, it's supposed to. A little brick right now, though.
Okay.
Yo, but before I get to the biggest bowl game of the year, I want to hit on NBA, right, because there's a lot going on right now.
Okay.
You guys had a poll yesterday going on. Would Sixers give up Maxey for KD, right? What was the final with that poll?
I don't.
I think it was 54-46, no.
What's wrong with these Sixers fans? Anybody that would not give up Maxey for KD is nuts. Maxey's a very nice player, right? KD's one of the greatest scorers of all time. And that's what he can do. I mean, that's the ultimate homer opinion, keeping Maxey over KD. I'd give up Maxey in a heartbeat for
it's
KD.
We overvalue our own young players and prospects.
Yeah.
I mean, but come on. Like I said, Maxey's a good player. Who knows if he'll ever make an all-star? KD is one of the greatest. Right?
No, it's a no-brainer to me, Andy.
No-brainer, right?
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder can make that trade.
Yeah, you're telling me I'm going to have Embiid, KD, and James Harden on the same team?
What?
Yeah, I'll sign up for that.
You might as well give us that chip. you might as well give it to us, right?
Exactly.
Yep. I mean, come on, people. Like, we're supposed to be smart fans. You guys sound real stupid voting that you wouldn't give up Maxie for KD. Come on, people. Come on. Mm-hmm. I had to get that off my chest.
Sure.
All right. Now, with the whole Kyrie and Luka, how you guys feel about that? You think it's going to work? And I think for us, it gets Kyrie out of the East, so I think that benefits the Sixers.
You know what? I don't think it's going to work when you say, meaning, can they be a championship type of team? But it will work. It will work from the standpoint of could they give some teams some fits in the playoffs. Like if you put those two together and they're just going back and forth, taking turns on who's going to cook who on the other end, they can scare some teams. Because think about it. Luka got to the Western Conference Finals.
Pretty much by himself.
And Brunson.
Exactly. He beat the Suns in Game 7 in their building by 40, by the way, which is unbelievable. Which is still unbelievable. Put that on Chris Paul's resume. losing Game 7 at home, by the way.
Call back tomorrow with your
NBA takes. Losing by 40 at home in Game 7. You can't have that.
Yeah, we saw the remnants of it last night. You can still see the building hasn't recovered from it.
The name Jaylen Brown is always going to be connected because there's always – seems like there's some interest from the Celtics standpoint. And
With KD.
And that's a pretty nice
starting
piece in a trade for KD. You're getting an all-star back. Jaylen Brown's a good player.
Oh, yeah, you're giving up. Jaylen Brown's a good player.
Yeah, get him out of Boston.
I like Tyrese Maxey. I'll take Jaylen Brown over Tyrese Maxey.
That's what I'm saying is that if Boston's willing to do that, even if you would trade Maxey, you ain't getting him.
Right. Yeah, Jaylen Brown, what, 6'7"?
Yeah.
Yeah, 6'7", wing, can score.
Can score.
Yeah, inside and outside. Yep.
Same game parlay killer.
He is a same
game ball. No, he's the worst.
Yeah,
he is the worst. And then he also doesn't pass the ball. You know, I got Malcolm Brogdon for three.
He's not a playmaker, no.
Yeah. Pass the ball, Jaylen. Pass the ball.
All right, back to the phones in a second. But listen, if this cold winter that we've endured hasn't convinced, it's always about the same game parlays with Jack.
Pass the ball.
All right. Well, listen, if you have inefficient windows and doors, well, listen, it's time that you give my good friends at Guided Dorm Window a call because you have one more month to do so at the best prices of the year. And if you haven't taken advantage of Guided's big winter sale, then this is your last chance to do it. You're going to get 40% off every window and door that you buy. That's right, 40% off each expertly installed energy-efficient replacement window, which also includes free high-performance low-E glass, and 40% off any high-quality door. That includes insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. And you can do what I do, which is buy now and pay later. Guida has interest-free financing or low monthly payment plans, but the offer expires at the end of February, so this is your final chance to get in. Get the big savings. If your home needs new windows and doors, call the experts at Guida today to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. That's 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. All right, Dan in Upper Pottsgrove, or Upper Pittsgrove, one of the two. Dan, where are you?
Hey, how you guys doing today? How's the dry air out there?
It's dry. Yeah, and there's no water.
Dry.
It's dry. I wanted to call up and talk about Andy Reid. I feel like a lot of Philadelphia fans that are really against Andy Reid right now feel like a lot of salty exes that their girlfriend went off and feels like they're doing better than them. But the situation here in Philadelphia is that both teams parted, and both teams have done better since that parting. You know, it's not about Andy Reid. It's not about any other coach or Nick Sirianni. It's about these Philadelphia Eagles. It's about these fans. And everybody came away from that parting better. So when it comes down to that, I feel like, you know, you can't be – and Andy Reid was my childhood coach. I'm born in 98. So there's a lot of sentimental value when it comes to Andy Reid. So I feel like people that –
some people don't look at it the positive way you do. They look at it and say, he ruined my childhood by losing those NFC Championship games.
Well, look, God forbid somebody failed. I mean, I'm not going to
really
get down.
Yeah, but it was
really
a lot. I mean, it was a lot of failure. It was year after year of failing. And
are you calling him a loser, Jack?
Yeah, you calling us losers? Is that what you're calling?
Well, it's probably one of the players.
The man can fail. That's okay. What's not okay is him not learning from the failures.
right? And that's something that I would
learned
be critical
in Kansas City.
Him.
Yeah, he figured it out in Kansas City right on time.
Clearly. And hopefully he hasn't learned from the failures enough to where we can steal one from him this upcoming weekend.
Well, listen, Dan, you seem to have a very good perspective on the entire thing.
That's because he was four.
Man, you can't be living life with all this hate in your heart. My grandfather did that, and I never met the man. So there you go. That'll tell you something right there.
Interesting.
All right, Dan. Well, listen, thank you for the phone call.
What
Appreciate
do you think? How do you think it would have played out had they never fired Andy? Like, what? Like, where would we? Where was this thing headed? Like, was Michael Vick going to be the quarterback longer?
No,
he would have had to get a different quarterback.
We got a different quarterback.
Yeah,
and from there it becomes if he found a Pat Mahomes, then he probably wins.
And Andy has never had a problem finding a quarterback.
No,
so they would have found a quarterback. I think the big thing. Or the big hindrance at that time was working relationships and having an environment where everybody is on the same page and everybody's working together for the same outcome, as opposed to having people wanting to be right for the sake of proving their validation in the organization. And that went for multiple people at that time. And that's why it had been 14 years, and maybe the relationship had run its course, and everybody needed to sort of take a step away so that everyone could become better. You know, sometimes when you have a guy like Coach Reed, who had meant so much to the organization, who was so intricate in putting together this thing, working side by side with Joe Banner and Jeffrey Lurie, you're so close and you're overshadowed by Coach Reed that you can't grow in his shadow.
Right.
So, because you're going to show that respect and that indifference to him because he's earned that. So Howie would have never been able to become Howie if
Andy
is
here,
still here, or it may have taken him longer to become Howie.
Or he might have left.
Or I don't think he knows. I think he loved being here, but you're right. He may have left ultimately if that were the case. And I say that to say sometimes when you separate, it allows – for them to grow and become better at what they do. And also it gives Andy the opportunity to hit a reset button. And now he has fresh eyes on a newer situation, a different environment, people that he has to actually earn their trust and their respect from a personal standpoint versus everybody already giving you respect because you're Andy Reid coming in. When you went out to Kansas City, you had to make sure you went out there and built up relationships with as many people as you can. You brought as many people as you could with you, but you still had to earn the trust of the Hunt family and the Kansas City fan base.
Yeah.
And you got to think about this. A lot of what people saw from the outside at the end of Coach Reed's career wasn't necessarily pretty all the time. What's up, Big Five?
I'm listening. Donovan McNabb on the
DRL. I can't keep going.
Are we on here?
Yeah, we on here.
Yeah, no, I was just listening to the great analytical work here. You know, I don't get this past Monday, you know, out here in Arizona. How's everybody doing?
What's up, brother?
Man, just living a dream, man. Just trying to take care of some obligations before I get out of here and go somewhere else.
Well, you get out of here and go somewhere else. Where you going, man?
Well, I mean, you know, I got, you know, I told you, money talks.
You been golfing today?
I haven't. I have. Golf? I just look like this, you know.
it's called comfort wear.
There you go.
Yes,
absolutely.
It's called comfort wear.
I had to take my slides off, you know, put some shoes on. But, you know, I heard you getting deep into Andy.
Yeah.
And I like where you're going because people don't know about the inside part about Andy and what he means to a lot of us, our futures, what he's done in the Kansas City organization, leaving the Philadelphia Eagles, which it wasn't by his choice, but that's another issue, and then changing that franchise around and building something special to, I think it's something to be said for his Hall of Fame bust that will be, you know, created very soon, to have Alex Smith and to win double-digit games in his years there. Draft Patrick Mahomes, which no one expected him to be drafted that high.
He went up to get him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then to go to five straight conference titles. Mm-hmm. in his first 5 years of starting? Real similar, ain't it?
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing, huh?
I mean, something to be said. I mean, yeah. I'll even give Brett Veach a little bit of love as well, because Brett was with us, and he was pretty much, you know, he was the right-hand man to be able to get things done for Andy and to get the GM job. And the future that he has right now as a GM in this league, it says a lot about what Andy Reid means to the NFL, not just to us, but
to the NFL. Yeah. I mean, listen, you don't stay in this business as long as Andy has.
Mm-hmm.
He's now he's one of the
Bill Belichick.
Yes, the grandfathers in the league.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah,
let's talk about it.
Well, Andy, what, 20? Was it 23 years? How long is it now?
24 years almost.
So yeah, going on 20. Wow, going on 25 years.
You're aging us.
Wow,
you're aging us.
You don't realize all the years add up and can't keep going, but that's how long he's been doing it.
Yeah.
And he probably has another at least 5 to 7 years.
I say about 5 to 7.
Yeah.
I won't throw the 10 on them because, you know, it's
a lot of key factors in that. Yeah.
So I'll say 5 to 7.
Yeah.
And when it's all said and done, he's probably going to be top 3 in wins. And he's most likely going to win or could win another Super Bowl.
But you know what, to be honest with you, to me it goes for the eye test. Because, again, we tend to go to numbers for certain people when it comes to where they're ranked from the greatest of all time to – Hall of Fame, all this other ones. We go to numbers for certain individuals. You will go to numbers for Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. We'll go to numbers for Marv Levy and Jim Kelly. But it's something to be said of going from one organization and changing that organization to a winning program for over a decade.
Yeah.
To be asked to leave but help find a new coach, go to an organization and – turn that instantly into a winning organization to where no one even thought about going to Kansas City to play.
Yeah.
Where people want to now go to play in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Donovan, I think it's well said that the eye test is even greater than
absolutely
in everything else that you look at. I mean, it really is.
Absolutely. And that's what it's about. That's what this game is about. The game isn't about at the end of the day, he threw for 380 yards. It's like, okay, but did you make those 3 to 4 plays in a game to help you win? And what's his winning percentage? Well,
it's got to be 660.
No, I'm saying, but that's a question we have to ask.
Right.
What's his winning percentage?
Yeah.
And his winning percentage is up there with the elite of history of coaches. And so it says a lot about him.
Mm-hmm. Mm, very good.
And he also got me tickets.
I told you. I told you to be all right. Oh, he got you tickets.
Well, there you go.
He's a player's coach anyway, man.
Hey.
Of course he got you tickets, brother. Are we going to break?
So how many?
Like, are we going to break?
How long are you here today doing?
Actually, I'm in and out today, but I'm back on Thursday. On Thursday morning, so I'll be able to knock out a lot of
I'm weird, you know, Thursday, yeah.
Yeah. When you leaving?
Thursday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I talked to Wes. He's coming to town. So,
yeah
we're going to link. We're going to make this work with all the guys. Spike's in town, too. So, it'll be good to get all of us together
again, man,
and just hang. But, you know, I really appreciate get a chance to see you guys and come on. The telephone doesn't do justice, you know.
Yes.
You know, I see I got his coffee today somewhat.
I'm on my A game now.
The sun brings it out of you.
The
sun brings it out of you. But it's always good to see you guys, and I really appreciate you having me on the show again this season. So it was very exciting.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty good year to go to the Super Bowl, and now we're sitting in Arizona, and you're sitting with us as the Eagles are playing on Sunday. It's amazing.
Let me add one more nugget to it. And I said this, remember, in the beginning of the season. I'm waiting on the voices to come out to say that our franchise quarterback is number one, Jalen Hurts.
Is number one?
Jalen Hurts.
Right.
I want somebody to say that.
Oh, he's our franchise quarterback.
Someone within the organization.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because you had said earlier.
Yes.
Remember, I talked about it.
Oh, yeah.
We can ride the wave, and we can enjoy the moment. But
– yeah.
We need to mention that he is our franchise quarterback.
Well, I know Jeffrey spoke last night when talking about him. He certainly spoke about him in a sense of he's our guy and he's not going anywhere. because I think somebody asked him about the contract.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something to be said because in the era in which we're in,
sure,
there's two or three quarterbacks that are going to be conversing about their contract situation this offseason.
Oh, yeah.
This needs to be brought up going into year four. Mm-hmm. And this will be year four for him.
Yeah, next year, yeah.
This conversation has to be brought up with the Joe Burrows and the Justin Herberts.
He's right there with him.
You got to mention it.
Yep. 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 Donovan, will
pockets will be heavy.
We'll see you again on Thursday then.
All right, sounds good. All right.
All right, coming up, we'll hear what Joe Banner had to say. He had thoughts on the Eagles and the Chiefs. And is he thinking that we're going to see this a lot coming up in the future in the Super Bowl? Is he right? You'll hear from him coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. We're live at Radio Row in Phoenix. But, hey, listen, even a wager that misses can still be a slam dunk with BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Place an NBA one-game parlay wager with four or more legs, and if you miss one leg, you'll receive up to $25 back in bonus bets. Just opt into the promotion on BetMGM's app or website. With one-game parlay, you can make selections within a single game, including team and player props. So go ahead, take your favorite NBA star to score big, the home team to cover, and the over in points. Opt into the promotion, then place an NBA one-game parlay wager of four or more legs, and you'll get up to $25 back in bonus bets if you miss one leg. BetMGM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.